Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
John, has President Biden considered maybe beefing up the public Iran posture to be more than just one word?
You're referring to don't.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about.
And they did it anyway.
And let's talk about what we did, Peter. Let's talk about don't and did. Let's talk about Saturday night. He made it clear that he didn't want to see escalation in the region.
And what?
Let me finish. He added military resources to the region right after October 7th. And then when we had an inkling that this kind of thing was coming, he added even more military resources to the region. More destroyers that were capable of shooting down ballistic missiles, a fighter squadron that was able to shoot down drones. And that's what we did.
But they did it anyway, Mr. Kirby, Admiral Kirby. I have to say, what do you do with this Biden response that's now kind of backstabbing Israel, in my opinion? And it's my show, so that's what I'm here for. Hey, let's get to Jake Novak, my guest, Middle East expert, former media director at the Israeli consulate up in New York. Jake, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what's your reaction to the don't policy of the United States these days?
Well, it's just insane. I mean, you know, all those things that you're talking about, one of the things that I think your listeners and all the people across the country are concerned about, even if they support Israel a lot, is, are we getting ourselves into World War III by having to bring all those assets that John Kirby talked about, things like that? And it's just maddening, because we wouldn't have to be doing any of this if the Biden administration foreign policy team and the Obama foreign policy team before them, which is the same team, by the way,
yes,
hadn't turned over hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran, which they knew would be used to fight wars and do terrorism and weapons and all those kinds of things. Because that's all that this Iranian regime does. They don't really produce anything else. The oil that they produce is just to pay for the weapons. So it's almost like it's the most ridiculous thing. It's like putting, you know, a tiger in someone's hotel room and saying, don't worry, we'll send up a lion to take care of it. It's insane. It's just insane. And how disappointing is it that John Kirby, who was basically one of the only spokespeople for this administration who you could stomach listening to the last few months, has now become full-on gaslighting jerk as well. So disappointing.
We do know that Israel will retaliate, right? But we don't know what that would look like. What are you thinking that could pan out to be?
I think that there's a short-term and a long-term answer to that question. I think the short-term answer is, I think Israel's doing a little bit of a head fake with the Iranians right now. They, in the last few days, have taken out some very, very top Hezbollah commanders up in Lebanon and Syria. This has been very good news for the folks who live up in the north of Israel. They just got one the other day. Sadly, there was a civilian building in the north of Israel that got a direct hit this morning. Six people were injured. And by the way, every time that happens, that's a war crime, a deliberate targeting of a civilian target, which is what, you know, Hezbollah and these terrorist groups do and the Iranians do. So I think in the short run, they might be getting Iran to be focusing more on their own homeland and leaving some of these proxy leaders a little bit more vulnerable. But yes, they will hit an Iranian target in Iran one way or another in the coming days. I would love to see this opportunity taken to try to very much continue to disable Iran's nuclear program, which could be done in many ways that don't involve any collateral damage to civilians. There could be a cyber attack. There could be an individual scientist who suddenly disappears, you know, some of these weapons masters. And one of my favorite tactics of all time, you know, missile launchers and stuff like that don't work ever again if they get flooded with water. maybe there'll be a little bit of a flood there. You know, things like that. Those are the kinds of things that I think we'll see, which involve, by the way, no collateral damage, no damage to civilian areas or cities or things like that. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, Jake Novak is our guest. And Jake, I had this conversation with a Middle East expert the other day. Iran warned people that they were going to attack, which gave them plenty of time to react to it. My guess is when Israel decides to do this, they're not giving them a heads up.
No, they're not. And by the way, part of that is, now that's, of course, mostly good strategy.
Yeah.
And good military strategy. You know, read a little bit of Sun Tzu. Obviously, you'll get, you know, the art of war. But sadly, there's another aspect of this that I want to point out, which is that the Israelis have learned since the Obama administration that they can't be as open with the U.S. and the military in the U.S. as they'd like to be, because there are moles. You know, folks, I mentioned in my first answer the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that have been transferred over to Iran from the Obama and Biden teams over the years. Are we supposed to believe that the people who facilitated that massive transfer didn't get a cut of it? There are people loyal to Iran in this administration, in the State Department from well before this administration, and they can't be trusted with that information. So it's very sad, because you'd like to see Israel and the United States coordinate as much as possible. Israel's military future and past and present rely on support from the United States. There's no denying that. Isn't it sad that there are people in this administration who will sell Israel out at a moment's notice, probably for money and also because they hate Israel? I mean, there's a combination of those two things going on, and it's just disappointing.
And surely it's not good for the United States when our president, the only thing he's saying to Iran is don't. I mean, we have to up our game here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Joe Biden's weakness is something that's an issue more beyond the Middle East. I can tell you in Asia as well, my diplomatic colleagues, my former diplomatic colleagues in Asia, the entire world is scrambling to figure out how they can move forward without a president who has any kind of a strong message, who doesn't seem to be at home, and whose entire presidency seems to be being run by the DNC, which doesn't have much of a foreign policy agenda.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty scary. And there's no and they can't bank on what's going to happen in November. I mean, they there's no way they can do that. So there's a lot of flailing all over the you put your finger really right on it there, Kim. There is so much confusion about what's going on. And the only time I can remember this being in my lifetime similar to this, and I was just a little kid, was when Jimmy Carter was president. There was also a similar what the heck is this guy doing? What's his plan? Type of response from the rest of the world.
Yeah, we've seen that failure again and again when it comes to weakness shown to some of these foreign leaders. Jake Novak, we appreciate your insight this morning. Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for that. Yeah. Listen to the rest of this interaction between Kirby and Ducey. Listen.
So you can talk about the don't word all you want, but let's talk about what did happen. And what did happen was Iran utterly failed. And if I'm sitting in Tehran right now, I'm betting that President Biden takes it pretty seriously when he says, don't escalate. He's going to act to make sure that you can. And they didn't. Yes, they fired an unprecedented amount of munitions. But how much of a success did they have, Peter? None. Zero. Very little infrastructure. It was an embarrassing failure for the Supreme Leader and for the IRGC.
Yeah. You got to give Kirby a little bit of credit for the spin he put on that one. I mean, the president said don't. But they did it anyway, and it was a miserable failure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they completely ignored the don't part of it, and then they warned you it was coming, so they had to know they were going to shoot down at least most of the missiles.
Yeah.
Right?
Still, why did they give, 48 hours notice?
Because they just did it for their own people as a show of strength. And the people in Iran probably think Israel got devastated by that round of missiles, but when it's not true.
But you don't think that by now they've seen that 99% of those missiles were shot down? You really think that they have not a clue?
There may be a few people, but they have
shut.
Wow. That's like North Korea. They've shut down media and everything in Iran.
I just think about social media. Like, nothing gets past us these days because it's on social media right away.
They have media controls like the Biden administration would like to have.
Those of you who hate America, go to Iran. It sounds lovely.
Yes, it does.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.